Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at black box versus white box testing. Not black hat versus white hat. This isn't the West, this isn't the old cowboy days. And we're not gonna be like, I'm a black hat hacker. I get in, I steal stuff, and it goes to the deep, dark web. No. Black box and white box. So the tip to you is this. You generally want something in between, because the closer you are to black box, the more you're effectively just paying for recon. Here's what it is. Black box testing is almost no information given about the penetration test, right? Here's the target. That's all you're given. Go. And white box is, of course, completely open, tell you everything you want to know. Here's how the system works. Here's what servers are what. Here's the application flow. Sometimes even here's the source code for the applications. Hey, run a vuln scan on us before you execute this pen test to make sure you have all the information about vulnerabilities on there, right? White box is as much information as you want to give. And of course, the sweet spot is, like anything else, generally somewhere in between. When you think about the path a criminal is taking, right, and you're trying to emulate in a penetration test, if you go to something like PTES, the Penetration Testing Execution Standard, and you look at the tactics that are listed out, some of the very first ones are, reconnaissance and fingerprinting and footprinting. So what you're doing there is figuring out everything that you would get from the white box information. Maybe not everything, but a good amount. What's what? How do things go together? How am I going to approach this? How am I going to break in? Now, any good pen tester is doing that in a more of a black box scenario. This, of course, can be charging you for it. And if I'm the customer, maybe I want to know that. Maybe I want to know how much information could be brought up with reconnaissance. And maybe I don't. If I do, that's usually because I'm testing that particular control, right? The particular control of security through obscurity. And I know people are like, security. But it is a control. It is something that slows down attackers and, of course, hopefully stops them from finding a vulnerability that they can execute on. But if I don't, what I'm basically saying is, look, anyone who wants to get us, given sufficient amount of time, can do this reconnaissance. Given we know this reconnaissance can happen and will happen, we can forego you testing to demonstrate this reconnaissance can happen by giving you that information, therefore leaving more time in the test for what would be evaluating the technical controls and everything else. So you're basically balancing those two things, right? What are we trying to test? The recon or the breach? And how much information do we really want to give? And a good pen tester is going to be able to ask you certain questions and kind of help guide you to the point where you can make those decisions and develop a particular test that satisfies specifically what you want to get out of it. And hopefully what you want to get out of it is more than just, we tested. It's, hey, are we really secure against this particular threat? So black box versus white box testing. That's it for me. What do you think? Where is that sweet spot? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.